poll, 56% Americans say they are better off now under Trump than 4 years ago under Obama-Biden. By Matthew Boyle on October 8, 2020. A solid majority of 56% of Americans say they are better off now than they were 4 years ago, a new Gallup survey reveals. Only 32% say they are worse off than 4 years ago. The number is, as Fox News' Laura Ingraham noted on Thursday night, the highest Gallup has ever recorded. President Trump responded to the survey in a tweet. Historically speaking, this bodes very well for President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election. Right around previous presidential elections when an incumbent has been seeking re-election dating back to the mid-1980s, never has this number been this high, or even at a majority. For instance, when former President Barack Obama was seeking re-election in early 2012, the number was at 45%. It stayed at that level through the election that Obama won until December 2012. Likewise, when former President George W. Bush was seeking re-election in 2004, in October, the number was at 47%. The junior Bush won. When former President George H.W. Bush was seeking re-election in 1992, the number dropped down to 38%, and the senior Bush lost. But in 1984, when former President Ronald Reagan was seeking re-election, he won 49 states in a landslide defeat of his Democrat opponent. The number was down at just 44%. It is unclear what the number was during former President Bill Clinton's re-election campaign in 1996 and the immediate lead-up to the election, as Gallup's chart does not include that year. But earlier in 1996, less than a year before the election in January, the number was reported at 50%. While the 56% number is impressive indeed, again the highest ever recorded this close to an election, it was even higher before the coronavirus pandemic swept across the United States. In February, a whopping 61% said they believed they were better off than 3 years earlier when Trump took office in January 2017. As such, while the number slid a little bit, 5 points, during the coronavirus pandemic the past 6 months, the number of Americans who consider their lives better with Trump as president remains at record levels even with all the disruption this year. All this means, also, that the vast majority of Americans think their lives are better off. Literally during, again, a pandemic that has upended American life, than it was when Obama was president and Trump's opponent this year, former Vice President Joe Biden, was Obama's second in command, even with the disruption from the pandemic. In other words, it is hard to see those people who like life more now under Trump than they did when Biden was in charge voting for a change. And it would amount to a serious historical aberration for Trump to lose. Given the trends in Gallup polling on this question since Reagan asked it of the public in 1984. In other words, the only incumbent president who has lost re-election when seeking a second term since this question was first asked, the elder Bush, saw the number nearly 20% less than where it is now for Trump. And this year has an extra interesting dynamic in that the challenging party's candidate was the number two in the previous administration, which consistently had a much worse rating on this question than where it is now under Trump. The question represents an interesting gauge of support for an incumbent president facing re-election, as it asks, generally speaking, if the respondent believes their life has improved during the first term of the president asking voters for a second term. During his presidential campaign in 1980, Ronald Reagan asked Americans, "Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?" Gallup's R.J. Reinhart wrote. Since then, this question has served as a key standard that sitting presidents running for re-election have been held to.